Hello?
Good evening. Good evening. My name is Rob and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And this evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
Okay, I can tell you right away. I'm likely to vote for Trump.
Okay, and with which political party do you register? Democrat, Republican, not party affiliation, unaffiliated,
I'm not registered
in a party?
I'm not affiliated, but I'm going to be affiliated with the Republican.
I'm sorry?
I'm not an affiliate. I don't belong in an affiliated a party, but I know for whom I'm
okay.
going to vote. Okay.
Okay. And what is your main racial background? Asian or Asian American? White or Caucasian? Hispanic or African American or black?
Caucasian, I would say.
Thank you. And what is your age? 18 to 35. 6 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
56 to 65.
Thank you. In general speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Right now? I'm sorry,
yes.
can you repeat the connection? It's not very good.
I'm sorry, generally speaking... Yes. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or they have gotten
the right
off the wrong track?
No, the right direction.
From the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Access and cost of health care, housing and property insurance costs, taxes, crime and public safety, climate and environment, illegal immigration, local growth and development, kindergarten to 12 education, abortion, the economy and jobs, or inflation and the cost of things like grocery and gas?
I don't know about that. What do you want me to say?
Which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on the most to help you and your family?
Housing, the price of housing.
Thank you. If the elections for the Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, leans likely to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
So, what was the first option?
Definitely vote for, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate.
The second option, just what you said. Just what you said now, the second part.
Definitely voting for the Republican candidate.
Yes.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
If he's doing nice.
Do you approve or disapprove the job?
Disapprove.
Yes, the job. Somewhat or strongly disapprove. Strongly or somewhat?
Yeah. Somewhat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Ron DeSantis is doing as a governor?
The Florida governor?
Yes,
what?
Ron DeSantis.
Oh.
Do you approve or disapprove the job?
Oh, approve.
Somewhat or strongly approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Sienna Osta?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to know these people. I'm sorry.
Kamala Harris?
Yeah. Oh, disapprove.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable then?
Not favorable.
And Mike Caruso?
Oh, I don't know who they are. I just know who is Kamala. The other names, I don't know. Not yet.
Don't worry. If the elections for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
The Republican candidate.
Donald Trump. And would you say they're definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely, I will.
And lastly, if the elections for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate, or Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate?
The first choice, Caruso.
And would you say they're definitely voting or probably voting for Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
Can you repeat? Sorry.
I'm sorry. And would you say they are definitely voting or probably voting for Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
Definitely. Definitely.
Thank you. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
At the time? Can you repeat? Oh, there's a lot of noise around me. That's why. Can you repeat this question?
Yes. For whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say that you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, you vote as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
Always vote Republicans.
Thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I say conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
I would say somewhat because I have other opinions. So,
thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education? Somewhat then. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate or 2-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or 4-year degree?
Yeah, bachelor.
Thinking, what is your religion? Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim, or Islamic, agnostic, atheist, or non-believer?
Okay, I have two religions. I am, my first religion was Catholic, and I am now Jewish.
So you're new Jewish. Okay, excellent. So thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation, ma'am. Have a great evening.
Oh, thank you. To you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.